he fell on me at a party, and I thought he was the goofiest guy I'd ever met in my life. He had these old stovepipe jeans on and a pair of shoes, one of which had many, many, many rubber bands wrapped around it because the sole was coming apart. Some weeks later, he called me. He said, "Hello, this is Howie." And I said, "Howie who?" He said, "Fine, thank you. Howie you?" And I just thought, I can't walk around with this guy. So I wouldn't date him. And I lived in a girl's residence on West 11th Street in the Village. He would come down, sit on the steps, and when I came out with a date, he would say, "Hi, how are you?" And my date would say, "Who is that?" I thought, this guy is really crazy. But the lady who was in charge of the residence said, "Give him a date, for God's sake, get it over with." So I went out and I said, "I'll date you." The next year, we were married. And then for 31 years, we were together. Maybe 6 weeks before 9/11, he started asking me, "Do you love me, honey?" And I said, "You will always have my deep and abiding love." And I don't know why I said that. I'm glad I did. That day, September 11th, I got up with Howard at 5 o'clock in the morning. And for some reason, we had a little tiff. He said when he left, "I love you." I was such a drama queen, and I didn't say it. But I remember looking out of the bathroom window. He rounded that corner, and I never saw him again. People talk about closure. There is no closure when you lose a loved one. I don't care how you lost them. The pain changes, but it doesn't go away. And I miss him like hell.